It's 7:40. Walmart is threatening to pull out of three planned sites for stores in the district if the D.C. Council goes ahead and passes a living wage bill. That measure would require big box retailers to pay their employees $12.50 an hour. Joining us live this morning, Ward 2 D.C. Council member and mayoral candidate Jack Evans. Council member Evans, good to talk to you again. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Is this bad timing by the city trying to pass a living wage bill, or is it just poor sportsmanship by Walmart?
Oh, I would say neither. The living wage bill is a bill that's been around the council for a number of years. Finally came to the council, had a hearing, and there's supporters on both sides. And so I think there's a majority on the council today that's interested in moving it forward. Walmart is a company we've been trying to get into the city for many years, and they've committed to building six stores. Three of them are under construction, and we hope they continue with what they had planned to do.
So what's the mood of the colleagues on council? Could this send a message that the district doesn't want big box stores?
Oh, no. I think with the motivation of the supporters for the living wage bill is to try and increase the living wage, or the minimum wage is probably a better way of describing it, from the district is now a dollar above the federal at $8.25. To get it up higher than that, it's become very, very difficult, as you know, to live in the District of Columbia. We are prospering beyond what any other city in America is doing. And as a result, it's expensive to live here. So many people who are working, particularly in the retail industry, are having a hard time. And so, and it's interesting because Walmart and some of the other stores who would be affected by this already pay wages above the minimum wage. And so I'm not sure that the concerns that are being raised about having to pay a higher wage are actually that valid.
So what do you think is the reason behind Walmart's stand then?
Walmart is a non-union operation that has generally operated in suburban jurisdictions. And I think that they're looking at the camel's nose under the tent type of argument. If we agree to do this here in the District of Columbia, what does it mean for our operations across the country? But the flip side is Walmart has always wanted to get into urban areas. And with the exception of Chicago, they're not in any other urban area. And to be in the District of Columbia, the nation's capital, I think is a big deal for Walmart. When we met with them out in shopping center conference out in Las Vegas, Mayor, myself, and others, they were enthusiastic to come, and we were enthusiastic to have them. So I believe this will get resolved. Walmart will continue with its stores, and people in the district will get a higher wage.
So say they don't continue with it. That could have a big economic impact if Walmart pulls out of these projects.
Well, they have, remember, three stores are already under construction, so those will be built, and the other three stores are in the planning stages. It would be unfortunate to not have them. They're in areas where there's not a lot of retail, so the people who live there would be deprived of that retail, and that's essentially what we are trying to do in the district, is to make sure that everyone lives here has good access to shopping. So it would be it would hurt the district to have them pull out.
Jack Evans, good to talk to you this morning. I know we'll talk again, especially as mayoral politics ramps up.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. Yep. Thank you very much.
All right. It's 7:44.